Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. Oh, I truly thank God for this beautiful morning. Right now, I would like to go into a prayer with you this morning. Heavenly Father, I truly thank God for your son and you because you both are wonderful. I truly thank God for your son Jesus because he is wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard what recorded in your word. Isn't Jesus my Lord? Our Lord is wonderful. Yes, Jesus is wonderful to us today, my dear brothers and sisters. He's so wonderful that he woke you up this morning, closed you in your right frame of mind, give you a thought to think about him at all times. We truly thank God for those who are listening to this broadcast. Truly thank God for WCNO. We truly thank God, Lord, that you're raising a people who have a backbone to stand up for your word, to trust in your word. And Lord, they will not rely on what Satan say or do to them. But Lord, they're going to rely on your word and stand firm on your word, believing in all that you are to make them all what they are, body, soul, and spirit. Lord, let your mercy and grace be upon them today, whatever they are doing for your glory, for your kingdom, and to do your work, and that you'll be pleased in your eyesight, whatever they do today. We truly thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. And truly we thank God for his word. I really want to thank God for our families who have sons, daughters, husband, wife, relative in the military. Let's keep them up in prayer because they are risking their life to what? To sacrifice their life to save this country that we are living in. And we truly know that it is a concern of family who are concerned about their loved ones who are overseas. So let's keep them up in prayer at all times. Today, I would like to talk to you about a parable that Jesus was talking about, the wedding feast. Yes, the wedding feast, the fiesta, that Jesus is preparing a table for his people. And I'm going to the book of Matthew, the 22nd chapter, when Jesus was talking about the wedding feast. And I truly thank God, and those who are at home, please get your Bible, and those who are driving, yes, and we thank God for your ears to hear what the word is saying unto you today. You know, it's a blessing to know that when we have leaders who come on the radio broadcast, they always bring forth the word of God for us to listen, to take part of it, and to receive the partation of what Jesus wants us to know. And today I'm going to read. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parable and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servant to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his army, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highway and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came into to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how canst thou in Hitler not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then say to the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Yes, this is a calling that the Lord is requiring of us. Are you ready for your calling? Are you willing to answer the call that the Lord described in this parable in Matthew the 22nd? There's a lot of people out there confessing to be a Christian, confess to be a disciple. But really, are you able to go through and put on the armor? Are you able to stand against the wiles of the devil, whatever he issue out? Are you able to answer the call that the Lord is requiring of you? And like I said, according to his word in Matthew's 22nd chapter. And a lot of time, a lot of people is so busy and get caught up into the cares of the world, don't have time to take time to really see what God wants them to do. They really don't take time to go into their closet or into their prayer room or either reading their word, because they get so caught up in the cares of the world. And see, and that's how we are. When we don't be careful, we will get ourselves caught up, be concerned of things around us instead of setting aside that time to really seek the Lord and his righteousness and seek the kingdom that he wants us to have and to attain. We aren't in that last day, my brothers and sisters, that we really need to take the time to know what God wants us to have and what he wants us to know in this day and hour. By listening to this story of the parable, I just realized that it was a demonstration that Jesus was showing, an illustration about what was taking place of the story of the king who prepared a great wedding. And it was a dinner for his son. But then he was sending his messengers out to get the ones that he know. You know, the ones he recognized were willing to come, will be happy to come and have a fellowship and sitting at the wedding table just enjoying the grace of God, enjoying the love of God. But no, here come the excuse. I got a farm I need to take care of. I got my store I need to take care of. And I'm talking about the merchandise and the farmers. I got to take care of this. And I don't think I want to have time to come to the wedding table. I don't think I want to have time to have this fellowship. I just don't have the time like I used to. But see, that was an excuse. And my brothers and sisters, the Lord is not going to accept nobody's excuses anymore. The excuses have been ran out. And now's the time that we need to step up to the plate and be sincere with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be real for him. He don't want no lukewarm. He ready to be hot or cold. According to the book of Revelation, he wants us to be hot or cold. He don't want us to be lukewarm, because he cannot utilize lukewarm saints. We got to be real for him and be sincere in the calling that he placed upon your life. So we can't be slack when it comes to our duties and to do what he asks us to do, because we are committed to him. When the song say, I surrender all, yes, we are to surrender everything, forsake everything for the love of Jesus Christ. And from there, Jesus will explain to us that the guests was invited, merely laughed and went on and doing their business. I just don't have time for this, you know. And then they was abusing the king's servants, his messengers, and they was taking their lives. And so that upset the king. They really upset him. So he had to send his soldiers out there to those who had hurt his servants or killed them. He had to get rid of them. But then when he told the other messengers, he said, go out into the highways and the hedges and just find the bad. And so this is what Jesus said. So they went out and found the bad and the good, you know, and invite them to the wedding feast. And they was dressed in the garment. And I mean dressed, they were dressed in their wedding clothes that Jesus described. And see, we got to put on our wedding garment so that Jesus will recognize us. Now, we don't have that wedding garment, like he told about this parable, he's telling this person, this strange person, where is your garment? And he was speechless because he was naked and didn't have the clothes, the wedding garment, like all the rest. So he was cast out. And see, this is what Jesus wants us to be. He wants us to be clothed in him, have the garment of him, so that he can recognize himself when we are sitting at the wedding table. When we are sitting at his table, trusting in him and doing what he asks us to do. And that's the main thing, is to dress in him. And so Jesus was explaining to us in the word that even he destroyed the murderers and burned their city. And he said to his servant, the wedding feast is ready, and the guests I invite aren't worthy of the honor. Not worthy. And we don't want the Lord to say that we're not worthy. And so that's the reason why we need to take the time to really listen to the voice of God. Take the time to be like Mary, sit at his feet, so you can understand what he wants you to know, to understand the kingdom of God. And I know that nothing too hard for the Lord. Then that's why he sent his servant. I said, go and find the good and the bag of life. And the banquet hall was filled with guests. And that was the wedding feast in a special room at the banquet hall. And everybody was enjoying, even the ones that they didn't care much for. The Lord had them to go out into the street. Here come that alcoholic person. Here come that prostitute. Here come that drug dealer. Here come that the person who they don't think too much of. And all those characters were sitting at the table. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. And I know that Lord, but when the king came to meet the guest, he knows a man who wasn't wearing the wedding garment, the wedding robe, or whatever. But he said, friend, he asked, how does it happen that you are here without a wedding outfit? Why you not have your wedding outfit? And the man could not reply, because when those servants went out to get those people, he gave them their wedding garment. Except this one, he didn't have one. Now, you want to stop and think. I wonder, did he didn't want to wear it? Or he feel like, hey, just take me like it is? Or I decide I don't want to do it. But see, God is no respected person. And he want us to be like that. We don't have to be self-righteous, but he want us to be righteous, so we have to accept those who are not looking like us, but we need to help them to look like Jesus, and to clothe like Jesus, and to smell like Jesus. So we got to get them into the mood to know that the Lord is coming back for his people. And you know, this parable is a very deep revelation. And I advise you to read Matthew, the 22nd chapter, because it really pertains to us and how the Lord wants us to be in this day and hour. And I know that nothing too hard for the Lord at this time. So my brothers and sisters, let us keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's keep our garment on at all times. May God bless you and may God keep you.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield and Outreach Ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.
Them high, you choose the weak and make them strong.